Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 18th of November, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Bob Levitis. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kelly.
I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
Now, we have a tiny Monterey update, just to let people know.
Yeah, continuing saga. It's
a continuing saga. That's the update.
Like Bungalow Bill, yes. So, I thought I had resolved most of my issues, but no, it was not to be. Photos started acting up again, I think, while we were on the air last week.
Yeah.
And then, after that, my Mac began restarting because of a problem several times an hour.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that never happened before Monterey, and I've been tearing my hair out. I'm to the point now where the only thing connected to this computer is the audio interface, so I can do this podcast, all of my backup disks and my external display and my Ethernet and everything else is disconnected and about to be reconnected one item at a time. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned.
All right. We will have more on that as it becomes available. Watch this space. Listen to this space. I don't know. But yeah, we'll let you know. Mostly what I wanted to talk to you about today is a fantastic utility that you have rediscovered.
I'm not sure either. I seem to recall using this before, but I just rediscovered it, and it's brilliant. It's one of those things that once you install it and start getting and get used to using it when it makes sense, you'll find that you save 5, 10, 15 minutes a day by saving steps, because what it does is kind of eliminates the middleman, which I consider to be the share menu.
Uh-huh.
So without having to go into the share menu and find the thing you want, it'll do a lot of those things with selected text instantly, right from the selected text. So the idea is pop clip appears when you select anything, any text.
Okay.
And it tries to only show you shortcuts. It's a shortcut bar, and it tries to show you shortcuts that make sense based on what you've selected. So if you select a phone number, one of the items will be probably add to contacts. If it's got a date in it, it might ask you if you want to add it to your calendar, or in my case, BusyCal, or in your case, Fantastical. Mm-hmm. But the cool part is it does all the usual stuff. So of course it can cut, copy, or paste the selected text. It can look it up in a dictionary. It can search for it on the web and do a whole bunch more.
Okay.
But the power is in the extensible architecture. So there are more than 200 pop clip extensions.
Okay.
So one of the things I love is that it does things that I used to be able to do in other apps, but not all apps. So it has things like title case, sentence case, lowercase, uppercase, and transforming a selection of text without having to open a different program is great. It's just it's a real time saver. I used to have to throw it into BB Edit or TechSoap or something to massage it. No more. There's other really useful ones like email, messages, notes, and reminders.
Ooh.
All four of which create a new item based on the selected text.
Okay.
And the aforementioned BusyCal or calendar or Fantastical extension that quickly creates a new event from whatever you select.
Mm-hmm.
There's a large type extension if you're old and your eyes aren't as good as they used to be that magically puts the selected text in the middle of the screen in a bigger font.
All right.
There's an Amazon extension, which will launch your web browser and search for the word or words you've selected. There's a translate extension, which can translate selected text into dozens of languages instantly in every app and any app.
Wow.
Calculate, which will evaluate selected text as a math equation and display the solution. That one I have trouble with because I don't think I'm very good at forming equations that work. if you can write the equation in a way that the computer will understand, it works. But I don't know how to write equations very well. It took me a while to make that work. But apparently, if you know what you're doing, it will.
Okay.
And they also have one for Bitly, which shortens your selected
URL. Yes, I love
Bitly. That one, as an instant thing, I don't have to go to the Bitly thing. I don't have to deal with anything else. I just, boom.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's $15 in the Mac App Store, but don't buy it there.
Okay, because?
If you get it direct from the developer's website, which is in the art, it's in my column, Pilot Moon Software. If you get it from their website, you get 150 use free trial. And the App Store version doesn't have that. So, you know, you want the free trial. And then go to the extensions page and download all the extensions that, you know, make sense for you. I've got about 60 installed and it's just fabulous. No, I'm serious. And I use most of them.
Yeah.
They're just there when I need them. And when they're not, they don't cause any problems that I know of.
Okay.
I mean, I turned it off when I was testing for Monterey issues.
Yeah.
It works with Monterey, and most of the extensions have been updated to work with Monterey, and the ones that don't are clearly delineated on the website.
Nice.
Yeah, $15. It's one of those things that, you know, you get used to it, and you go, I think I'm going to use this a lot all the time from now on.
Yeah,
that, I can't unless I find an issue that I haven't found yet. There's no reason I wouldn't load this on my Mac, you know, on every Mac from here forward.
Yeah,
it is super convenient.
It sounds a lot like a tier, like what I like to call my first tier applications. Like these are the things that I have to have installed in order for it to start resembling my actual computer.
Stuff like Text Expander and you know,
Text Expander, One Password,
Carbon Copy Cloner, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. But like
that
for the day-to-day sort of interaction, it's definitely
default folder.
Text Expander. Well, I use Text Expander, One Password, Fantastical, and Keyboard Maestro. I would say those are the ones
Keyboard Maestro, that for sure
keep me on top of everything.
And default folder.
I don't use default folder, but I'm going to dig into that with you in a minute because I definitely want to talk about it. I always like finding the things that other people find super useful. So we will talk about that first. I want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week, who is Coinbase. Cryptocurrency might seem like it's a secret or an exclusive club that you don't get to be part of, but Coinbase believes that everyone everywhere should be able to get in the door. Regardless of the level of cryptocurrency experience you have, Coinbase is here for you. Coinbase offers a trusted, easy-to-use platform where you can buy, sell, and spend cryptocurrency. They support most of the popular digital currencies on the market, and they make them accessible to everyone. Millions of people in over 100 countries trust Coinbase with their digital assets. Whether you're new to cryptocurrency, looking to diversify, or you just want a better way to access crypto markets and manage your portfolio, you can start today with Coinbase. Here's how. For a limited time, new users, who are my listeners, can get $10 in free Bitcoin when you sign up today at coinbase.com/TDO. Go sign up. It's coinbase.com/TDO for $10 in free Bitcoin. This offer is for a limited time only, so make sure you sign up today. That's coinbase.com/TDO. I'd like to thank Coinbase for sponsoring the show today. Now, you mentioned default folder. So talk to me a little bit about default folder.
Well, I just like it because there are certain things I do that have files in certain places. And it is usually certain apps that I use that need to be pointed to those folders to open or save stuff. And so default folder makes it really easy. Like all of my Final Cut Pro stuff, the libraries and all of my cache files and everything associated with a project lives on a fast external RAID. And so when I save from Final Cut or when I go to open a file, you don't really save, but when I open a file, if it's in that folder or if it's on that disk, default folder makes it so when I open the open dialog, it pops over to the external disk rather than, you know, default mm-hmm. whatever. I think it would ordinarily go to my home folder or...
Yeah, or wherever you were documents. Last yeah, sometimes.
Well, yeah, but it's never reliable when you're in a specific program. Right. So I've got all, like when I'm in Word, it opens the folder where all my writing projects live.
Yeah.
Things like that. So it just kind of makes it so that you save a couple or three steps. Mm-hmm. It also has a keyboard shortcut for the breadcrumb trail.
Ooh.
So I use that a lot. It's like, you know, I was just in that folder maybe three clicks ago. Mm-hmm. So option down or up arrow takes me forward and back through the folders I've looked at, which I really like. Yeah. So it's just one of those things that I tend to install on every Mac instantly. I suppose mm-hmm. I could learn to live without it, but it saves me, you know, 5 or 10 minutes a day. Yeah, and it does. The thing is, all of these little utilities, unless they use a massive amount of resources or conflict with something, I'm content to load them all up and, you know, have them ready when I need them. Mm-hmm. Rather than not. So
oh, yeah.
Till something proves it's not worthy, like PopClip. I mean, not like PopClip, but like PopClip. I'll run that forever now. It's in my tier, A tier, unless it conflicts or something, unless it has a problem.
Unless
in the
it turns into something fundamental that you cannot overcome by making some sort of exception or whatever. So,
But I really like seeing it pop up when I select text because it gives me all these options that otherwise would require thinking. You know, it's like, oh, gee, I can send this to 11 places with a single click right here.
That sounds super cool.
I like that. Try it.
So just
150 free tries.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely trying it. I feel like it's probably something I already purchased and is just sitting on my hard drive somewhere.
That's what happened to me. I downloaded it thinking, oh, I want to try this. And when I opened it, it said, you're a registered owner. It's like, oh, really?
Yay. Okay. Yeah. For people wondering about default folder, full name.
St. Clair Software.
Default folder X. I think.
Or 10, depending on
I don't know exactly
what side of the country you're from.
Well, I don't know where St. Clair Software comes down on that. So it's called Default Folder. You can buy a single user license from their website, St. Clair Soft, stclairsoft.com. And a single license is $35. And if you need two or more licenses, they're $30 each. I think they have a... I'm going to look. There are volume discounts available. So like if you need to buy for more people in your house or if you have an organization or something, they will give you a little bit of a break on those additional licenses. And and they make good stuff. I have a couple of other utilities from them that I do use regularly. So I know that they make solid stuff. And it's Monterey ready.
I have one more thing to add. And that is I just on a lark, I opened up to... set app to see if default folder was part of it because I seem to recall I own a copy, I bought it years ago, but it is part of set app. So rather than buying a copy, if you're a set app subscriber, you can just download and use it. And if you're not, well, $10 a month for set app might be a better deal because it's got lots of other stuff you'll use.
That is true. It's sort of like, I'm not quite sure how to describe it. Actually, it's sort of like a streaming video service where it's all you can eat, whatever you want, as long as you continue paying for it. So there's loads of different apps that are in there for optimizing things, task managing things, stuff for like there's like personal finance things, I think, in there even because I'm trying to think what the app is. It's called Receipts, I think, is one of the ones that's in setup. You can find...
and like, Chronicle, which is another finance app.
Yeah.
It's got so much stuff. There's
loads
like
of utilities.
170 programs now. When I first wrote about it, there were like 90. Mm-hmm. And every maybe week or two, I get a little pop-up that says, a new program has been added to your setup subscription. Mm-hmm. And they're good. They're useful. A lot of them are kind of one-trick ponies, like Paste. Remember I talked about Paste, which was my favorite multi-clipboard? Mm-hmm. Well, it's one of those. It's like if you want to try a bunch of things that might or might not suit your work style and not have to pay extra for them. For $10 a month, you can have SetApp with, you know, 180 things to try. It'll be a long time before you run out of new cool stuff.
Yeah. And the other thing I like about it is that it's a very wide variety of things. So if you are if you are a writer, there are a variety of different word processing apps.
Including Ulysses, which is awesome. I mean, that is a great app to write projects in.
Yeah.
If you're trying to write something and keep it organized, you could do worse.
For sure.
I'm looking at you, Microsoft Word. I'm sorry.
But there's other stuff. If you are a developer, there's a few different development utilities that are in there as well. There's at least one or two different to-do list things. There's all kinds of stuff in there. So whoever you are, there's probably stuff in there that will be useful to you.
And a plethora of things for saving time, effort, and making you more productive. I mean, several dozen things that you probably haven't even considered that might actually be just what you need.
Yeah.
So it's a great
helping
way to
you make your curated computer do that stuff for you.
Well, and I think they do a really good job of curating this stuff. They don't take on crappy apps. Their apps are mostly very good at what they do if you need that thing.
Yeah.
And they're always going to be, more reasonable than buying all these apps one at a time.
Yeah, definitely. So if you get a chance, SetApp may be, the thing for you.
I heard the timer go off.
All right. Well, that's going to do it.
Thing we're doing here on Thursdays. Kelly's setting a timer and making a ding in my ear when it's time to wind things up and say goodbye.
Yeah, and so much for it because we spent a bunch of time talking about it. So that's going to do it for us today. Bob, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.